done yet? Your books are an unmitigated disaster. I haven't even begun.
No hurry. Take your time.
Late. I was up half the night planning the senior sleigh ride, and now I can't find my backpack.
It's right here, where you left it 12 hours ago. Which begs the question, did you do any homework?
Did I mention I managed to book an entire team of Clydesdales and Mull Cider?
Serena, you know homework comes first. Unless it's something icky like bookkeeping.
Come on, I'm 18, I can vote in two realms. I think I can be in charge of organizing my own schedule.
I'm sorry, but if you live under our roof, you live under our rules. Oh, Lord, I've swallowed mother.
Fine. Your stupid roof, your stupid rules.
Ah, the frigid wind of teen rebellion.
Oh, look, the blimp.
Everyone's talking about how cool the sleigh ride's gonna be.
Oh, it's great, but did anyone offer to do my calculus homework? You know, sugar-induced comas aren't all they're cracked up to be.
Last night, Coach made a new rule. Only 3 sodas a week, and I reached my quota before he finished talking.
I'm sure it was the carbonation he objected to.
Oh, there you are. I was getting worried. Do you have the article?
Almost. I just have to write it down.
The deadline is 9 tonight. If you're not ready, I can always run that profile of our AFS student, Grindel.
No, I have a great headline story. I'll get it to you by press time, I promise.
Well, going against everything that I stand for and my gut. Okay.
I'm working today at the coffee house. I'll have all the time in the world to finish it. Just my luck. Everyone in Westbridge must have read the news item. Caffeine makes you live longer.
Either bury this sweater or learn how to knit. Bury. What's this? Sparkly, warm. Mother of mercy, it's a flake of magic.
One small French roast, 75 cents.
What are you doing? You can't just give stuff away.
Oh, well, he paid for the coffee. I just gave him some free foam. We've got lots.
Surprisingly, businesses are very touchy about giving stuff away for free. You could get suspended.
Okay, I really don't do that often.
No, that's okay. I'm gonna wait for her.
Salem, there is not a vein of magic running under the house. It's probably just some leftover magic dust from centuries of spells.
She's right. Every spring cleaning, I'm covered with enough sparkle to skate with Oksana Bayul.
Go ahead and use your little spark.
Stand back. I found magic through a legal route. Help me get the rest of the loot!
Jedediah Ornstein, magic prospector, at your service.
Yahoo!
Let's go dig for magic!
I would have bet money that he would have conjured up a snow cone machine.
Hey, we're screening The Godfather here tonight. You coming?
Oh, that is an offer I can't refuse.
Oh, I didn't know you could do Cary Grant. It starts at 9.
Oh, but my curfew's at 10.
Oh, man, a curfew. That's cute.
Hey, yeah, it's part of my deal with my parole officer.
Please,
just extend it to 11:30.
You blew the roof off this morning.
It was a joke.
And we already extended your curfew for the sleigh ride.
Fine. I'll just watch enough of The Godfather to think it's a feel-good movie.
I know it was a long, long time ago. But were we rebellious teens?
No way. We were too busy gathering posies to ward off the plague.
You're gonna write your article and do your homework during the movie?
Yeah, how distracting can a mafia family be?
Nothing but dirt.
You gotta have patience. I remember back in the Magic Rush, 1414. It took weeks before I struck it rich.
What happened to all your magic?
Typical story. Racehorses, showgirls, Mahjong. Salem, I think we struck.
Doof! A sewage line. Oh, I should have gotten a snow cone machine.
Finally, I have brought order to the chaos of Hilda's clock shop.
I only sent her my bed.
Oh, great. More receipts. And a sock.
Coach was right. I never felt more alive since I switched to water.
I haven't even finished a paragraph.
You've been here for 2 hours. Maybe some water would help.
2 hours? It's after 10. I'm dead.
You're dead. Get home now. No more excuses.
Besides breaking curfew, there's another little matter.
Hello, this is Mrs. Quick. I have a message for Sabrina. Where the blue blazes is your article? Sorry to disturb you at home.
Well, I have one thing to say about Mrs. Quick.
And I'm guessing you haven't done your homework.
No, I was going to right after I got home. I mean, right after I typed up my article.
Sabrina, Hilda is right. You're dead. You are grounded for a week.
But that means no sleigh ride. No sleigh ride.
Really? Oh, come on. I'm just hurting myself here. Oh, I'm really starting to hate rules.
No sleigh ride?
Do you really think I like being the disciplinarian?
Kind of.
Well, for your information, I would much rather be out singing and dancing.
With William Bennett and George Will.
I can't believe you can't go on the sleigh ride. I was up half the night because I was so excited.
You're up half the night because you were amped up on sugar. You better be careful. If that stuff wears off, you could crash.
Well, thank you very much. And the Grindel story came with photos.
Mrs. Quick, wait!
Loitering and littering.
I swear this claim is drier than Macon County on a Sunday morning.
Just keep digging, sourdough breath.
You know, I'm getting plumb tired of taking orders from a talking gerbil who's got more fleas than brains.
Says the yokel who hasn't bathed since the McKinley administration.
Why, you...
You're going down, please!
So I can't go on the sleigh ride. I'm grounded for a week. I've totally screwed up the paper, and my favorite teacher's mad at me.
Excuse me. This is a little bland. Could I get an extra shot of vanilla?
Oh, yeah, sure. Anyway, on the positive side, at least things can't get any worse.
Sabrina, you cannot give away free syrup. I can't believe I have to say this, but you're suspended.
Take my advice. Never, ever, ever say things can't get worse.
Why, you look gloomier than a one-legged dog at a tap dance recital.
Well, thanks to everyone's rules, I'm stuck in my room, I've lost my job, and I'm being compared to a crippled canine. I just want to be in charge of my own life.
Well, it sounds like you need to go to a place where you get to make the rules.
Yeah, but I'm too old for Chuck E. Cheese and I can't afford my own island.
Good place for you to go.
Almost positive this isn't my room. So this is the old coot's idea of an ideal vacation. I guess he couldn't book me at Club Med Rwanda.
We'll see how they like it when they don't have somebody to enforce the law. I swear, the first person I run into...
Aunt Zelda?
Congratulations. You're the new sheriff.
Ow!
I'm sick of being the boss. It's up to you now. Good luck.
With what? The job or cauterizing the wound?
Well, I can do what I've always wanted to do. Rise to the highest position a woman can rise to. dance hall girl. Call me Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie?
Howdy, partners.
So, Campone, go back to your bridge games. Just a new sheriff.
And Hilda?
Miss Hildy. I own the place. Welcome to the Wild West.
It's more like the sedate West.
Well, we try to live by a few simple guidelines.
Wow, that's a lot of rules. No water before 10 a.m.?
We only have one bathroom. Excuse me, who coughed without covering their mouth? Who broke number 52?
Wait!
You think that no water rule is tough? You should see number 143. No sarsaparilla. Ever.
And yet there's no rule against silly hats?
I'm Deputy Fizz. And if there's anything you need for me to do, just... It's my turn for the bathroom.
Can someone please explain to me what's going on here?
Quick draws the name. Editing's my game. I know everything there is to know about this town.
Thanks. You've been a big help.
All you need to know is it's your job to enforce the rules, and you make all the rules.
Oh, well, in that case...
Hey, no standing on chairs.
Josh?
Don't know him. Go check the bathroom.
Never mind. As sheriff, I'm adding a new rule to the list.
Of course you are. 10 seconds and the para goes straight to their head.
The new rule is there are no rules.
Yeah! How about a song, Frenchie?
Camptown ladies sing this song. Doo-da, doo-da.
And sarsaparillas are on the house.
Sheriff, I think I love you.
I think I'm gonna like this place.
Cheers for the new sheriff!
I love this town, and I love all you people!
Trouble's coming! Trouble's coming!
What?
The petulant kid! On the next train, it's due in 1 hour.
I guess that's what happens when they cut local taxes. Well, who is this petulant kid? Why do you keep doing that when I say petulant kid? Knock it off!
Hey, the sheriff will handle this. Anybody want to go play with matches?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Forget it. My days of spitting out information on demand are over. This is your problem now. Give some of the lighter fluid.
Why is everyone so worried about this kid?
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Billy the Kid, the Sundance Kid. Huh. Hopefully I'm just jumping to conclusions. I'll check the wanted posters in the sheriff's office.
Excuse me, miss. Do you know how many years I have left on my sentence?
Mr. Kraft?
No, they call me Sweet Will.
Let me guess. You run the local schoolhouse, and you're locked up for torturing high schoolers.
Oh, no. I blocked an alley with my chuck wagon.
And
got caught.
You know, I finally get awful Mr. Kraft behind bars, and he turns out to be the nicest guy in town.
So everyone says.
You know, blocking an alley with a chuck wagon is up there with giving an extra shot of vanilla.
Oh, May your life be filled with happiness.
Oh, well, maybe they should call you Saccharine Will.
No.
Hey, by any chance, do you know anything about the petulant...
Oh.
Okay, that is getting really annoying.
Lock me up, please. I'm terrified of the petulant key.
You have 5 seconds to tell me about this kid or you're a tennis racket. 5, 4...
Leave me. Orneriest, no good neck this side of the Rio Grande. The petulant kid's goal is to destroy authority. And since you're the authority, well, you can do the math.
But I don't want to be the authority. Wait a minute. There's only one of him and dozens of us. I'll just get everyone to help. So I say one for all and all for one. Are you with me?
No way!
As he was walking down the street, a pretty little man
whistle that tells us the train's gonna be here in 15 minutes.
Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do. Beg. Please?
Sorry, I would like to help you, but my feet are killing me from all that dancing. Why did we get rid of that no can-canning rule?
Find another sucker. Since poker playing became legal again, I lost my saloon, and I am not leaving this table until I win it back. Now, the cards with the people on them are the good ones, right?
Sorry, I can't help you. My shoulder's sore from shooting all those sarsaparillas down the bar. Only got one good shoulder left.
I understand.
Of course I'll help you, Sheriff. It's my duty. And after all those sugary sodas, I got lots of energy.
Finally, thanks.
Train's here!
Angela King. Okay. What am I gonna do? In the face of danger, I'll just stand up and run! Giddy up! Trot! Amble! Any forward motion will be fine. Just you wait. There's a little thing coming called the internal combustion engine.
Look out, Sheriff! It's the petulant key!
Okay, people, now is when you dive for cover. Hey,
I hear you're the new authority in town.
Okay, I get it. I'm the petulant kid. How ironic. Oh, I'm my own worst enemy. Can I go home now?
On the count of three, we draw.
Uh-oh, not armed. Duel's off.
Sheriff, catch.
Oh, now you decide to be useful.
Oh, a weapon with bad cuticles.
Dance. Me? No thanks, but maybe later.
This is gonna be fun. On the count of three. One, two, three! I love when they run. Makes it sport.
Petulant kid is after me. Where can I hide?
Don't worry. I know exactly what to say to the kid.
Take her! Take her! Spare me!
Oh, you managed to annoy me in every genre!
That worked out very nicely.
An escape. I don't believe this. There should be a law against blocking this alley with a chuck wagon. This is kind of awkward.
Any last words?
Yeah, I have a couple. The world needs rules to provide order to protect us from ourselves, or life would be like a lawless, chaotic frontier town.
Done?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that would end the spell. Wrong. Dad, blast it! I'm out of ammo!
Really?
Well, I'm gonna count to three. That's not our horse, but I'll let it go.
No longer a lawless town. As sheriff, I am reinstating all the rules.
Hey, hey, hey. No spontaneity without written permission.
Okay, maybe not all the rules.
And you were there, and you were there, and you... Where the heck were you? You I could have used.
Sabrina, having you confront your petulant self was our idea, but we got Jedediah to help us.
He's very good at this particular spell.
Here.
Prospector, Teen Rebellion Squelcher, Moyle?
You gotta diversify.
Well, I certainly learned my lesson. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go back to the coffee house and try to grovel for my job.
If you don't get it, come straight home. You're still grounded.
I can't wait for college!
Once again, you have blurred the line between civility and a police state. Very funny.
Hi. Could you scratch my back?
Zelda!
Okay, Jed. Now that we've mined all the magic, let's divvy it up.
Yeah, about that, it's gone.
Gone? As in you're a dead man?
Well, I used all of it on that big old spell for Sabrina.
Sabrina? My magic went to Sabrina? Well, that's fair. I mean, I've already got magic. No, that's Sabrina. But I'm a biped. No, that's Sabrina. But I can drive. No, I've done it again. That's Sabrina.
I know what will make you feel better.
I don't need your pity. Or your... Jerry, my favorite.